Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. Chapter 6 of the Unveiling. We are looking into God's explanation of what is coming upon this earth. In other words, we are looking into the future. And we are seeing in chapter 6 the first four seals opened. The first four seals on that scroll handed the lampkin are opened in chapter 6. And these seals open judgments and calamities upon humanity. Things will get worse after this, after the first four seals, because the last three seals are killers. First four seals are bad enough. Last three are killers. The first four seals, that is, the four horsemen, that's right. Each seal represents a horseman that John sees. And I'm going to read the passage to give us an overview today. We're going to get an introduction to the four horsemen. John saw horses, but there will not be literal giant horses on the earth. One colored white, one colored red, one colored black, and one colored green. This ain't the Wizard of Oz with the horses of different colors. But John did see this. But again, God, following a wonderful, helpful pattern that we have discovered, well, we didn't discover it, but we're following a sensible, logical pattern and method. We have a method of interpretation that we're not going to explain God's explanations. So these horses represent real things, but they are representations. Yes, John saw the representations and describes them as horses. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you why horses. There was a reason John saw horses and not buffaloes. There's a reason he saw horses and not zebras or armadillos or wild boars, for that matter. The symbolism was meaningful to John. And it's meaningful to us, and it's not that hard to figure out. Did I just say it's not that hard to figure out? Yes, I did. We are on the Unveiling chapter 6, and we are learning things, and we have come to understand this scroll up till this time. And we're on chapter 6. And I will tell you, I will be bold to tell you, that from here on in, we're going to understand the rest of it. And we're going to know what's going to happen. And we're going to be comforted. We're going to get insight into the mind of God. And we're going to be able to understand current events, specifically the religious war between the East and the West. The seventh seal is not opened until chapter 8. The seventh seal subdivides into seven trumpets and seven thunders. So the seven seals will bring us to the advent of Jesus Christ on the earth. And this is accomplished by chapter 11. By chapter 11, verse 19, we are seeing the end. Christ has come. Well, Martin, then why does Revelation have 10 more chapters, or 11, whatever it is? Because this, we're seeing the political deliverance of the earth. We're seeing this under the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven thunders. This is the political deliverance. We also know that the religious world has to be delivered. We are under occupying force of political powers. We're also under occupying force of religious powers, and don't deny them. My God, religion has such power. It's true that religion and politics will be amalgamated in the end with the union of the wild beast with the harlot. I'm going to tell you what the wild beast is and what the harlot is and what the dragon is. We're going to understand these figures. the vision that we've just been considering with the elders and the animals, this is a preliminary vision to these judgments, to the seven seals, which are seven judgments. And the first four are the horsemen. Seal number one is the white horse. Seal number two is the red horse. Seal number three is the black horse. Seal number four is the sickly green horse. We are seeing active hostility of God against the earth. But it's going to be hidden. Shocking as this may seem, his judgments are at first hidden. His hand is hidden in the four horsemen. Because as we analyze each one of these, and we're going to, and we're going to show how Jesus predicted it, because shockingly enough, you're not going to see these things actually detailed in the unveiling. Jesus detailed the four horsemen in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Not in John, but in Matthew, Mark, Luke. And I'm going to superimpose Jesus' words with the unveiling here. This is big stuff. And you're getting an inside look into it. And what you're getting is not what you're going to hear from your average, everyday, ordinary, so-called end time preachers on YouTube or anywhere else. They don't know God's goal. They think this is the end of everything. It's not. 1 Corinthians 15:28 is the end of everything. But since Revelation is the last book in the Bible, Martin, it must be the last thing God ever does. No, it's not. And I'll explain why when we get to the end of the unveiling. Chapter 6, verse 1. And I perceived when the lambkin opens one of the seven seals. There it is. He finally opens the first of seven seals. And I hear one of the four animals saying, as with a voice of thunder, come. Oh my God. John is invited to come and see the first seal opening. And he did. Verse 2. And I perceived, and lo, a white horse. And he who is sitting on it has a bow, and to him was given a wreath, and he came forth conquering, and that he should be conquering. That's not Jesus Christ. Verse 3, and when it opens it, capital I, the lambkin, when it opens the second seal, again, I'm just giving you an overview. We're going to go into detail this week and in coming weeks. Maybe 3 weeks, I dare not say, into detail of the opening of the first four seals and what these four horsemen that John saw will represent, do represent, and will be manifested on the earth. And when it opens the second seal, I hear the second animal attends the opening of the second seal. We know what these animals are. We already talked about them, saying, come. Very adamantly saying, come. And another horse, fiery red, came forth, and it was given to him who was sitting on it to take peace out of the earth, and that they should be slaying one another. And a huge sword was given to him. I'm going to tell you what this represents. Let me finish. Verse 5. And when it opens the third seal, that is, when the lambkin opens the third seal, I hear the third animal saying, come. And I perceived, and lo, a black horse. And he who is sitting on it has a pair of balances in his hand. And I hear, as it were, a voice in the midst of the four animals saying, a chenix, it's a unit of measurement, 1.5 pints, a chenix of wheat, a denarius, that is for a denarius, and 3 chenix of barley, a denarius. This is a measure of how much food people will be able to buy for a day's labor. And you should not be injuring the olive oil and the wine. That's verse 6. Now, verse 7 of the unveiling, chapter 6. And when it opens the fourth seal, I hear the voice of the fourth animal saying, come. Verse 8. And I perceived, and lo, a greenish horse, the fourth horseman, and the name of him who is sitting upon it is death. Is it a literal rider, Martin, on a literal horse? No. But this is what John saw in the vision. And the name of the rider was death. It's all figure, a figure of speech. It's figurative. But again, imagine the shock of John being presented this vision as a representation of what will literally happen. And I perceived, and lo, a greenish horse, and the name of him who is sitting upon it is death. And the unseen followed him. That is Sheol in the Hebrew scriptures and Hades in the Greek scriptures. The unseen. Death and the unseen. And jurisdiction was given them over, that is death and the unseen, over a fourth of the earth to kill with a saber and with famine and with the plague and by the wild beasts of the earth. And there are the first eight verses of chapter 6 of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. A white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and a green horse. And riders upon the horse, each representing progressive trouble and trial upon the earth. But there's a difference between the first four seals and the last three. I'll explain that tomorrow. I'm running out of time. For now, the white horse rider. This is not Jesus Christ. It's the man of lawlessness. We'll get into detail. The second rider, the red horse, is war. The third horse, black, famine. And we know this because of the explanations, which we'll talk about for the rest of this week and next week and probably the week after, as long as it takes. And not until then will we get into the fifth seal, and we'll see the souls underneath the altar. We'll explain that to you. The black horse represents famine. The black horse is figurative. The famine is real. The green horse, pestilence, plague, and death, which are as real as can be. Do not explain the man of lawlessness. Do not explain war. Do not explain what famine means. Do not explain to me what pestilence, plague, and death are, because these are the explanations of the riders on the horses, and they are as literal as can be. This week, next week, and probably the next week, the four horsemen of the apocalypse.